Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. We welcome you people over in the old ranch country, the wonderful states of Montana and Wyoming and North and South Dakota. And we're so glad to tell you that we're making some progress and we might be able to reach a little farther at you people are so good over there, and we are so, many of you have been on my team for years, and I thank God for your friendship and your loyalty. And I need your help, and I appreciate it. And God is meeting our needs. We are just praising God. He sends in the money and the power, the grace and the strength. He giveth more grace as the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength as the labors increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trial, his multiplied peace. Praise God. Praise God when we reach the end of our hoarded resources. When our strength is gone, ere the day is half done. Praise God, when we feel like it's all over, God's giving has only begun. It works that way. When we've exhausted our hoarded resources, we're out of money, and there's no place to go, God just moves in. And it's been that way in this old preacher's life for years. And I figured it out back there. What do you want me to do, Lord? And then I settled that. I will do it. Then how do you want me to do it, Lord? I'll do it your way. And I do my best there. And Lord, how am I going to get it paid for? How am I going to get the resources? And the Lord's whispered again and again to me, he'd take care of that. And I want to tell you something, neighbor, he's never failed me yet. I remember sailing down the old highway in early days in that rented 18-wheeler, left Portland, Oregon. I'd given Woody Clark up at Pendleton $1 and signed the lease. Our deal was, I'd use his trucks. I put insurance on it. And I made sure we were doing it all legally. We had the license and the permits. And we sailed out of here. I was all by myself, fully loaded. And up at milepost 133, the front left tire blew out. And I remember the horror of it, and God taking me through it. I've shared it with you many times. God said, I will provide. When God told me to get an 18-wheeler, there was no money, but he had a Woody Clark. I never heard of the man. I heard a Freightliner, and I went down to them. Mr. Ken Self was president, and I didn't, he was courteous. I didn't get to meet him. He had to be on the Lear and go to the new factory they were building in the Carolinas at that time, years back. But he said, I want to talk to him, get him to come back. I never got back down there because I met Woody Clark. God told me, when I told him, when God showed me to get an 18-wheeler, well, Lord, I haven't got the price of a tire for an 18-wheeler. I don't have $300 to my name. And God told me as I wept in prayer, I own 18-wheelers on 1,000 highways. Get one. And there we ended up. And the story is storybook stuff. We ended up with 3 beautiful 18-wheelers. Now we've started over, and we've got all we need. We're rolling, and it's loaded, and we're praising God. And God will meet our needs. No one will ever be able to stand before God and say, I couldn't do it because I didn't have the money to do it with. If it's God's will, He is obligated to give us the strength and give us the means to get the job done. And the devil will fight tooth and toenail. And opposition will come from where you never dream it should come from. But it does. But He'll take us through however we're tried. His tender love is never denied, so always trust His promise so true. He'll take you through. He'll take you through. I learned some lessons back there in school. I remember when I went back to Indiana, I'd been at the little old junior college and Bible school down at Miltonville, Kansas. I'd graduated from the junior college in the theological department, and I had some certificates. And I stayed there because I was sitting at the feet of the late Oliver G. Wilson. Timothy, bless his heart, I moved over to out from under those teachers back there. What blessed men, dear old C. Floyd Hester, dead and in heaven, the rest of them, back to Marion, Indiana, and sat under wonderful people back there, both men and women. And I went back there, and when I applied to come, some of the kids that were in the student body that had known me at Miltonville, they were interviewed about this kid from Oregon. And I remember Forrest Boyd, who later turned to be a news reporter out of Washington, D.C., and rode the #1 airplanes with the president at times. He told him, well, he's kind of a hillbilly, but he'll fit with Foster Pyatt. They put me in, he's going to make us roommates. Foster Pyatt was a hillbilly kid from Ohio, came out of Georgia or someplace, but he never finished the 8th grade, and he got saved and called to preach, and he just wanted to learn to be a preacher. He didn't want a degree, so they let him sign up. He paid the bill, and he came to school, and they put us together, and we got along fine. He picked a banjo, and I scraped a fiddle, and we had some real hillbilly times of praise, the great speckled bird, and on the wings of a dove, and some of those old southern gospel songs. And we enjoyed each other's company, but I remember he fell in love with the little belle of the student body. Little Mary Whiteneck, she was a doll, and she worked at the job where my sweetheart, who was my fiance, was working. And she said, I don't really like it. I'm just having some fun. And my sweetheart told me, and I told Foster, she's playing you. She doesn't really care. Oh, he said, she's going to be my wife. And I looked at my roommate and thought, are you nuts? And then I thought, well, no, he's not nuts. And he worked swing shift, and he prayed when he come home at midnight, and he'd wake me up. We slept in a big old double bed together, and he'd kneel there, and he'd shake the bed. He's praying about Mary. But he ended up, she got under conviction and had to ask forgiveness for what she's doing. And he said, that's all right, Mary. And he came home and he told the Lord all about it. And he said, now, Lord, you just put love in her heart because you've shown me she's going to be my wife. And it did. And you know, there's a lot of details there. But he ended up president of the Florida Conference. And this other hillbilly ended up president of the Oregon District over Oregon and Washington. and we built churches, and God helped us, and God used a couple of hillbilly boys. And I went on and got a couple of bona fide degrees, but Foster never did, but he was a wonderful man. And I learned that God hears the prayers of common people. You don't have to be a college professor or understand the Bible or the Greek or the Hebrew. If you'll take the truth that you know, neighbor, and that's what we're preaching to these Indian people, and we thank you for doing what you're doing. We're keeping it simple. I often say I've got some degrees, which I have, but I don't let them show. They're tucked away in a box over there in the semi-trailer where all our stuff is stored. When we moved into the condo, there wasn't room for it all. I gave most of it away, and I always figured someday when I get room enough, I don't know if I ever will, but they're there someplace. But that doesn't matter. The writing, the certificate that matters to me is my name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I realize that God has kept me simple and plain and down to earth because I'm working with a people that are limited and having a hard time. And bless their hearts, I like to be with them and point them to Jesus and do it on a level that they can grasp.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. Our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.